I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 5 years ago, Hurricane Katrina forced residents of Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish out. That's southeast of New Orleans. Among the displaced were Isleños. They're descendants of immigrants from Spain's Canary Islands. They began settling in Louisiana in the late 18th century. Many Isleños are back in St. Bernard now, but their future has been made uncertain once again by the BP oil spill that began 6 months ago today. Uncertain, too, is the future of a type of folk song they sing. It's called the Decima. Reporter Bruce Wallace has more.
Henry Martinez only remembers a bit of the song El Trabajo del Welfare, welfare work.
So it goes in Spanish like this. You say, Juana la de Cico va para arriba y para abajo.
In the song, a woman tells anyone who'll listen that if her husband doesn't get paid, he's not doing any more work. The song dates back to the 1930s, when lots of Isleños worked for the WPA, the federal government's Works Progress Administration. That's the welfare in the title. The song is a collection of different stories all about life during the Depression, and all tied together with a chorus.
Oh, Lilola, ay, mi poco se me da. Ay, mi poco se me da means I don't give a damn, you know?
Another verse is about the danger of the WPA work. One guy gets a thorn in his foot. Later, someone else cuts their foot with an axe. My favorite verse might be the one about this guy, Joe Gonzalez, whose beat-up truck carries lots of people to and from work. The truck finally dies, and the commuters have to look elsewhere for a ride. That's Irván Pérez singing in 1984. For years, he was the main decimero. He died 2 years ago, leaving Martinez among a handful of people who remember these songs. The decimos are descended from medieval Spanish ballads. The Isleños' ancestors brought them to Louisiana from the Canary Islands. Each verse had 10 lines. That's where the deci comes from. In St. Bernard Parish, the songs took on a simpler form, and their titles, like Marcelina and the Trout, The Crab Fisherman's Lament, and Willa the Mule, say a lot about how these people have gotten by over the years. Like El Trabajo del Welfare, many of the decimas offer laughing looks at human foibles. Lloyd Serigne is an Isleño and longtime St. Bernard resident.
These people had a culture where if they was in misery, they made fun of themselves. They thought about something funny, you know, and made up a song about it, you know.
Until the 50s, the decimas were a regular part of life. Isleños would trade old ones and invent new ones at weekly dances. Some songs were meant to poke fun, others were meant to romance. Sometimes there were a little of both. Jesse Alfonso's grandfather was a regular at these dances.
And one lady sang him, Si tiene una nariz tan grande que no te puede ver los ojos. And my grandpa said, Tú eres bonita como una noche sin luna. Yo no sé qué pensó tu madre que no te ahogó en la cuna. She told my grandpa, Your nose is so big you can't see your eyes. And my grandpa said, You are pretty like a night without no moon. I don't know what your mom was thinking about that she didn't choke you in the cradle.
The decimas and the Isleños' antique brand of Spanish are fading partially because of the usual forces, mixing with other cultures and people moving away. Most young Isleños don't speak Spanish. Hurricane Katrina and the BP oil spill have hastened this process. Prices have dropped for shrimp this season, a fact they attribute to squeamishness about Louisiana seafood. And there's real fear about the future. Lloyd Serigne again.
We don't know what the effects is going to be next year or year after on shrimp and crabs and the seafood.
The day after I talked to Martinez, Alfonso, and Serigne, I drove out to Delacroix Island, where many of the Isleños lived before Katrina. Alan Perez is one of a handful who've moved back. People told me Perez, who is Irván Perez's first cousin, knows more decimas than anyone else, in part because his father wrote a lot of them.
My dad left the house singing, he come home singing, which was beautiful. Nothing got under his skin that he couldn't control. Nothing.
This attitude is at the heart of one of his father's decimos, El Mosco y el Agua Alta, the mosquito in the high water. His trapping business has been terrible. Then he finds out a bank loan has suddenly come due. The whole family's worrying, but he assures them they'll figure something out. The day I met Perez, he'd been to the local Gulf Coast Claims office. He talked to a guy there about filing a claim for loss of income because of the oil spill.
He says, well, how long you been a fisherman? I says, since I was 18 years old, and I'm 78. So every bit of 60 years, that's all I've done was fish to make a living.
Perez hasn't been fishing for the past 5 years, though. He says he's spent them rebuilding his house and boat after Katrina. He says the person at the claims office told him he might be ineligible because he hadn't been fishing in the last year. Facing all this, it's not really surprising that the decimas are fading. There are a lot of other things to worry about besides saving a dying tradition. At the same time, that tradition, songs making light of adversity, seems particularly useful right now. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana.
And you can hear the Isleños songs and their stories about drinking and about exterminating bugs at theworld.org.